Hey guys, so we just talked to Bruno and Jonathan.
Yes, we did.
And you're trying to navigate.
I realised I was going to the wrong part of the motorway.
And also, we have not been able to contact Brian to cancel the podcast.
He'll be all
This is a repeating message. Brian, we will not be able to podcast tonight. That is all. We've been invited to sort of retailer's dinner.
Yeah, we get to have some beers with the retailers who are going to be selling.
Yeah.
Selling God of War 3 or whatever. So, I don't know. Maybe there'll be some free stuff. You never know.
Well, I mean, she said canapes, so...
What's a canape? Some kind of small food.
Yeah, like, it's edible, so, you know, I'm not complaining.
Oh, look at the traffic.
Oh, I thought the interview went pretty well.
Up your bum. You beep at me in a Prius! Eat a dick!
Dude,
he isn't a Prius, and he beeped at me. You can't beep at no one when you're in a Prius.
Apparently you can.
You gotta, carefully,
he's
not...
He's bucking the trend.
You gotta, not make eye contact with anyone in case they see it's you in a Prius. Jesus.
Oh, man.
So anyway, Bruno and Jonathan we were talking to.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah. Don't hit me.
Yeah. Yeah, nice guys.
Yeah, well, I thought that was a pretty good interview. I mean, I didn't have a hell of a lot to say. I'm not much of an expert in the field.
Yeah, they're not stoked about Gears of War taking their acronym.
No, they're not. They seem okay with it, but how much of it was them being politic and how much was...
Well, yeah, you can't,
like they said, at least it's not a crap game.
Yeah.
Well, if it was a crap game, perhaps...
Yeah, everyone would forget about it, be like, whatever.
Yeah, then God of War would be the undisputed Gal.
Yeah. So right now, Gal is kind of contested. Like, God of War has the primacy of being the first Gal and most numbers.
They've got more sales kind of thing.
What? No, like God of War 3.
Oh, right, there are more
versus
God games.
Versus Gears of War 2, so you know. Yeah, we've got another 2.5 minutes probably. So what are we going to do about a podcast this week?
Well, we could do it on another day, but the problem is there aren't many days left.
Yeah, and Brian also doesn't have many days. Like, maybe we'll have to do it, because we were planning on doing a late one tonight. So maybe we'll do a late one tomorrow?
We could do late tomorrow. I'm playing some Bemington tomorrow. We could do it after that.
Okay.
Finish that at 9:30 though, so...
Well, I mean, Brian's got school and work, so...
Yeah. Oh, well... I'm sure something will present
itself. Ultra late. Because we have to put this interview in a podcast or something. Maybe just
put it up by itself.
Maybe.
As an interim semi-cast.
Yeah, a semi-cast.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow. Impressed myself. So I want to take what? Simon Street exit. Kuiper Pass.
Dude, I don't even know where this dude lives.
Oh, right. I want Simon Street.
Simons or Simmons?
Simons, it's Y.
Really?
Well, I've had two M's, I'd call it Simmons, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Jonathan was saying he used to be a harder PC geek like me.
Well, who didn't?
Well,
at one point or another.
Brian?
Okay. Okay, Brian went from playing NES to playing nothing to playing Xbox, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but... So most of us were PC.
Missed out on the Mega Drive era. Good time in platformers.
Yeah. Good time for Mega Drive.
Well, yeah. Well, there was also SNES, of course.
Yeah.
Which people liked, but no one ever had.
Like,
I only knew one person with a SNES, and I never played the bloody thing.
Yeah, the SNES did not have decent New Zealand penetration.
Yeah, well, even though people remember it fondly, none of them actually owned one.
Yeah.
Because Mega Drive was all over the shop.
Man, Sega had a force.
Man.
Sega force.
Sega was pretty much the console for right through the sort of early 90s era, wasn't it?
Yeah. What's the brand name?
Probably until basically PlayStation. Because, I mean, the N64 was good, but I don't think that got a huge penetration either. Well, probably better than that. Well, what would have been better than this NES?
Dude, I played Perfect Dark, and I think if you're not nostalgic for that game, the N64 version, I'm not sure anyone will enjoy that game, so...
Well,
yeah, we're going to cut it off here, because it's the 5-minute point.